there is very little affordable housing for people on minimum wage or on some kind of pension or benefit. And but what is available is actually in the Great Southern and Southwest, in Albany and Mount Barker mainly. But the concern that we have is that it's only a very few number of properties. We're only talking about around 12 properties in the whole, entire Great Southern and the Southwest. And that those properties, many of those were actually shared accommodation. So they may have been available for someone on a disability pension or some kind of an age pension to actually share a home. But the reality is, in terms of freestanding options for people who want to, in a family, on a minimum income or on some kind of benefit, there's virtually nothing available.
What then are people supposed to do?
Well, what people are doing is people are ending up in circumstances where they are going back to live at home. They're living on friendship and bunking in the back lounge room and family room of friends' homes and lasting that out for as long as they can. And in some cases, people are, you know, if people have come from somewhere else, they're actually moving back home. So, you know, there are some parts of these states where there's a bit more housing available, so people are moving back there. So we're looking at a very grim situation.
Is there a solution? What would make this less grim?
I think there needs to be lots done by lots of people, and I've been arguing for many years now that issues around affordable housing for people on low incomes and on welfare benefits needs to be a public policy priority at federal and state government level, and it also needs to be a priority for the private sector, both in terms of mining companies, property development companies and other private sector organisations. All of us need to pull our weight together. But next week we've got the federal and state budgets being handed down. I'm hoping that we're going to see continuation of the National Rental Affordability Scheme that the federal government's been running. I would be calling for the Commonwealth Rent Assistance to be increased to actually index itself for the kind of findings that we've found, and that the state government is going to continue to make investments into their state affordable housing strategy.
Is it as simple as state and federal governments not making a big enough contribution?
I think the perfect storm has happened in Western Australia, where we've had significant periods of extraordinary economic growth, and everyone's talking about when Western Australia needs to be treated different from every other state and territory. That's part of the perfect storm. But it's been underpinned by 25 years of lack of investment in social and community housing by successive governments, both at federal level and state level, and both sides of the coin. And it's an issue we need to look at. And all of that, we've only got around 40,000 Homes West homes available across all of Western Australia, which is about 4% of the housing market in Western Australia. It's just simply not good enough.